every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said to the Jewish people, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they asked Peter and the other apostles, "What are we to do, my brothers?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is made to you and to your children and to all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call." He testified with many other arguments and was exhorting them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
Christians, to the Paschal victim, offer your thankful praises. A lamb the sheep redeems, Christ, who only is sinless, reconciles sinners to the Father. Death and life have contended in that combat stupendous. The Prince of Life, who died, reigns immortal. Speak, Mary, declaring what you saw wayfaring, the tomb of Christ, who is living, the glorious of Jesus' resurrection. Bright angels attesting, the shroud and napkin resting. Yes, Christ, my hope, is arisen. To Galilee he goes before you. Christ indeed from death is risen, our new life obtaining. Have mercy, victor king, ever reigning. Amen. Alleluia. 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 This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This great sermon of Peter early in the Acts of the Apostles is the first real preaching that we hear of the new Christian church. The audience is those Jews who had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, and while they were there, realized that they were also witnessing this great speaking in tongues of they were hearing in their own languages what those gathered in the upper room were saying about the coming of the Holy Spirit. Peter's very emphatic that what's happened with Jesus is not any happenstance, that he was summarily sentenced to death and executed and then rose from the tomb. This was no accident. It was the divine plan from all time, foretold by the prophets and attested to by Jesus himself in his post-resurrection appearances. Therefore, Peter is saying, you who have been hesitating, now is the time to get on board, to repent of your willingness to kind of see Jesus stopped in his tracks, and to realize that your long awaiting of the Messiah is over. It is now met and satisfied in the person of Jesus, who is now the Christ, the Anointed One. The fact that so many did indeed convert is a sign that the conversion that was supposed to take place on the arrival of the Messiah was already beginning to happen. And in fact, that part of what was prophesied was taking place already in these early days. Peter's preaching has a very practical result then. The Christian church is not just born, but it begins to be populated with converts from Judaism, who are convinced by what they're hearing and by what they're seeing. In the gospel passage, there's a conversion of sorts too. Mary Magdalene is disconsolate at the tomb of Jesus, and she's taken out of her mourning, sort of snapped into reality by Jesus saying her name. She suddenly realizes who it is and what must have happened. She becomes then the, what we call the apostle to the apostles. Jesus says that she shouldn't remain and embrace him. There's that, in an earlier translation, do not touch me, and it all became about do not touch me. We think now, really, it's more about let's not stand here in an embrace when there's work to be done. Why don't you go tell the apostles that I have left behind that I'm risen from the dead, that there is a new chapter beginning here. She should announce his return. So I'm not sure that we yet recognize and acknowledge the importance of Mary Magdalene in the history of salvation as it might be deserved. Curiously, although we have an idea of how the lives of the apostles ensued from the time of Pentecost, we lose track of Mary Magdalene. There are random mentions in assertions in the apocryphal gospels and also in various legends. So here's the church breathing its first unsteady breaths, and we're given these accounts to really take us back and have us experience what that must have been like. There wasn't any map for it. It was as it was unfolding, and again, this powerful witness of Peter, also a powerful witness of Mary Magdalene, her constancy and her true broken heart as she's waiting to find out what comes next. It's not surprising that in some ways we're still trying to understand all of the wondrous events of that era and how our now solid deposit of faith was formed through these disparate events and accounts. Praise be to the risen Christ. for his initial calling and commissioning of the apostles, who did demonstrate their faithfulness both through their lives and through their deaths. And praise be to the risen Christ for Mary Magdalene and her witness of faithfulness, whose devotion to him was unwavering.
The preceding podcast is a production of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta. Copyright 2024.